Willie Fraser, you've just had a bit of an argument with a DUP supporter. What was that all about?
Well, basically, he was laughing at the idea of me being up here. He thinks I'm up here because of the DUP. I'm up here meeting family. Because I was just walking down there, and as you see, I met other people there. But he found it amusing. Whenever I raised the issue, he said, like, supporting PUP or supporting TUV. I said, I will support any man that gives or holds the right to defend the country and defend law and order. I don't agree with sitting with the mothers of our people. And he laughed at that. He was amused at that. Now, he can be amused all he wants, but the days of them telling lies and getting away with it is over. The Protestant Coalition, which is nothing to do with why I'm actually here, but now that I am here, are going to expose at every opportunity we can. And by right, we should have been here today.
But they're not going to stand for election, though, are they?
Well, yes, they will. The
Coalition will stand for election.
Yes, where there is an opening, they will stand for election. That needs to be cleared up. We want the TUV, we want TUP, we want unionist people to stand in them parties. We want them to come forward and do it. But where they don't do it, we will stand. Because this thing about splitting votes, 50% of the Protestant people no longer vote. And when you take the 50% of the Protestant population is not voting, there's also a large section of them who do vote who say we've nothing else to vote for. And they're voting for the DUP because they say we've no choice.
Is this not creating further division in unionism? Another political party?
No, it's not. It is answering the call of the 50% of the population, the majority of the population, who aren't voting. Why are they not voting? There's no point in saying you're the biggest party whenever half of the population, at least half of the population...
But they are the biggest party.
Yeah, they are the biggest, because there's been no other alternative put there. We are going to put an alternative there. We're saying to the TUV, we're saying to the PUP, we're saying to the Unionist Party, come up to the mark, start fighting your corner, start fighting the issues that we want addressed, start standing up for victims. If you do these things, we will support you. Whatever mechanisms we have in place, whatever way we can support them, if it means putting bodies on the ground to support them, we will do that. But where they're not doing that, where they're not standing, we will stand. And we will take on the DUP or whoever is standing in that area. Because this is not about politics or party, sorry, it's not about party. This is about country. And we are putting country before politics here, and before party.
What about some people that look at you, Willie, and they say, Willie Fraser, he's just a troublemaker?
Yeah, well, you know, that can be said and has been said. But the reality is, I done a web chat not that long ago, and I had a bigger response than the First Minister had. Now, why was that? It must have been because what I'm saying people actually want to hear. Now, they can rubbish me and they can do all they want, but at the end of the day, if I'm not an issue, why are they bothered about me?
Do you enjoy controversy?
No, I don't enjoy controversy. I want to get on with my life. I actually, if they'd looked after the victims that have suffered in this country, I wouldn't be doing anything now. I would actually, because of my health and things, I would be taking a step back. They've done nothing whatsoever.
But is that not what you're doing? Are you not stepping back with what you're doing? You're not looking to the future?
No, we are looking to the future. Because...
How are you looking to the future?
Well, Sinn Féin, at their Ardash, made it quite clear, a large percentage of them that told the truth, made it quite clear that they still support the right to use violence to mothers to get us out of Ireland, as they talk about. Basically, drive us out of Ulster. What they're saying is, if what's going on here doesn't work, we will lift the gun again and go out and kill. We're saying, hang on a minute. This is what we said 12 years ago, 14 years ago, at the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. They have never removed that right that they believe they have, and that is to use violence to achieve a united Ireland. And as long as they hold that right, people like ourselves, who have borne the brunt out over the years, are saying, well, if we're going to have to bore the brunt of it again, we're going to make sure that our voice is heard this time. You know, the victims, take the maize. The maize is such a controversial issue at the minute. Why is the DUP now in behind it? I have spoken to every one of them. Right over the years, I have spoken to every one of them. And I will challenge any one of them who have said to me, there's no way that can be allowed to stay.
Peter Robinson says it will not be a shrine to terrorism. And he made that clear today in his speech. What's your response to that?
How can he guarantee that?
He's saying this. He's saying that once that peace centre is open and you walk into it, you will not see a shrine to terrorism.
What is a shrine?
You tell me what you mean when you say
well, a shrine,
when you say that.
A shrine is a building that people go and visit. The people themselves turn it into a shrine. Nobody puts a big sign up and say, oh, this is the shrine. Already they're running political tours to the hunger strike, to the Mays prison about the hunger strikers. Already it's happening. They're charging £8 a head to go into it. You know, people have to look at this and be truthful. If people are going to a conflict centre, Americans or whatever, and if you go anywhere in the world and you go in and you have a new building sitting there, or you have a building where you have watchtowers and you have